Number two, determine exactly what business you are in. It's absolutely amazing how many people are not quite sure what business they are in, even though they work in that business all day long. Now, you always define your business from the point of view of your customer. You always define the business you are in terms of what your products or services do for your customer. What effects do your products or services have in the lives and work of your customer? What are the specific benefits that your customers enjoy from using your products or services? For example, at one time, the railroads dominated cross-country transportation in the United States, but they defined themselves as being in the business of running railroads. In reality, their mission, their purpose, should have been to move people and freight over long distances in the very best way possible at the very best prices. But because their vision of their business was so limited, bus companies, trucking companies, shipping companies, and eventually airline companies were able to move in and dominate the transportation industry, especially in the high profit areas of moving people and moving mail. So, what business are you in today from the point of view of your customer? In addition, what business will you be in tomorrow with the way things are going in your industry? Or, what business should you be in if you want to survive and thrive in this dynamic and competitive environment? And finally, what business could you be in if you were to make the critical changes necessary to lead your field? Remember, the very best way to predict the future is to create it. And, as Michael Kami, the strategic planner, once said, those who do not plan for the future cannot have one. Whatever business you are in today, it is probably going to change dramatically in the years ahead. Your job is to be a master of this change, not a victim. Determining exactly the business you are in and being willing to change to be a major player in this business is a major key to your profitability.